Welcome to That Jeep Show. Okay, so tonight we're going to be discussing some Jeep lingo. The Jeep community is one of the biggest in the auto world and growing rapidly daily. So we thought we would discuss some Jeep lingo in terms for the new Jeep owners. What do you think, Vince?
I think that's a great idea.
All right, first on my list, rig. Okay, I have a lot of people ask me, what is a rig? Well, it's a Jeep or other off-roading vehicle that's been modified with aftermarket parts and accessories.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Awesome. What's on your list?
You hear people refer to, and this kind of all connects back to the term rig, but you hear people refer to their cage. And, you know, not oddly enough, but people think that that's like some crazy, you know, rock crawler thing, but that's just your roll cage. And every Jeep Wrangler on the market today has a roll cage in there of some kind, you know, factory or like mine is aftermarket. So that's just your roll cage. Simple.
Right. And speaking of like modifications and stuff, there's some terms there. You got a stock, which is a Jeep without any mods, basically just like how it came from the factory. And then you have the term aftermarket, which it's fit in parts with accessories that do not come from the factory. And then you have the term built or souped up, you know, depending on where you are in the United States, what term you use. It's simply just a Jeep that's been modified to achieve maximum performance.
Right. Yeah, like my Jeep, for instance, there's very little stock Jeep left. Engine and body is about the only thing left on mine that's from the 99 model Jeep Wrangler. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would be maybe modified or something. I don't know. I don't know where I classify in that.
I think you pretty much classify in all the categories.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, see, you can use all those terms with yours.
Yeah. So one thing I thought about was, and you hear people talk about steering all the time, and you hear about the hydro assist, which I have, and you hear about full hydro steering stabilizers and things of that nature. Your steering stabilizer comes factory, and they do have upgraded types of those, and it's just a basically like a shock that goes between your tie rod bar and your steering and your steering system, just to dampen your steering a little bit, helps you with steering. Hydro assist actually connects, like mine, it actually connects to the existing steering, and it does just what it says. It's a hydraulic cylinder that actually works off of hydraulics that run through your power steering pump and help to push or to pull your steering depending on your your bind that you may be in. And then you have full hydro, which is just a hydraulic cylinder, no other steering setup, but it just has a left and a right ram that would push or pull your tires and your wheels. Now, I know in my state, you cannot run full hydro on the road legally. I don't know if in other states, I'm sure you can. I think out west you can. But the hydro assist, you can run.
All right. And another term I wanted to mention was ground clearance. Now, this refers to the amount of space where there is between the lowest point of your Jeep, the undercarriage or axle, and the ground. The more ground clearance, the higher ability to move over larger obstacles without damaging other parts.
Yeah, ground clearance is actually, you got to kind of be cautious, because if you go too high and you don't make it wider, it makes you top heavy, which would be another term to talk about. And it refers to the center of gravity of your vehicle being actually above balance, I guess is a good term for it, to where you could tip very easily if you're off camber.
Yeah, that's really good right there.
And that's another one too. Actually, I just thought about camber. You hear that referred to a lot in off-roading, being off camber and things of that nature. And that's basically just your Jeep is either leaning to the left or to the right at a kind of an extreme degree. And it almost feels like you're going to flip a lot of times, but you know, you can work your way around an obstacle.
That kind of reminds me of the articulation. You hear that a lot too. And what that is, it's the amount of distance that a Jeep suspension will allow to reach up and down. It is broken down into two categories. You have the droop, the downward articulation on how far the tire can reach below the vehicle. And then you have the stuff, which is compression, or how far a tire can be pushed upward into the wheel housing.
Right. And there's actually a, hold on. You may have to, anyway, there's actually a formula to figure out your articulation. You can go to any, a lot of your off-road clubs or a lot of off-road shops will have an articulation ramp, and you basically just drive up it and it'll flex out your suspension, and it'll, you know, depending on the amount of height you get, divided by your wheelbase, I think, and yeah, I don't know, some kind of big mathematical. I'm not good at math, but there's stuff online. There's apps to figure that out, and you just put in your information, and it'll give you a score. And a lot of people track that score. It's like kind of like a competition, when actually it's just to check your suspension out, really.
Mm-hmm. And that's always handy to know, you know,
right?
Especially if you're going to be doing a lot of trailing and stuff.
Yeah, actually, I was able to, after I lifted my Jeep and got everything kind of set up with my long arm and stuff, I put it on a ramp and found out that my brake lines were binding, and it was actually hanging up my suspension in the brake line. So I bought a longer brake line, you know, to help with that.
I lost my train of thought. I really think it's because you're wearing that UK shirt.
It could be.
I'm just joking. That's some good info. Another term, winching, which that just means working on your Jeep.
Yeah, that's right. And we all do that, I guess.
Yeah, we do. Well, I know me and you do it a lot, it seems like, here lately.
Yeah, seems like that's all I do. One thing that I mentioned earlier that a lot of people may not know is your wheelbase. So your wheelbase is going to measure between center axle to center axle. And each vehicle, like the TJ, the stock wheelbase of a TJ, I think is 94 inches. And the longer wheelbase you get, the more stability you have off-road. My TJ, for instance, is set currently at 99 inches. I've stretched it. And 5 inches, I guess. So a lot of people will take a vehicle if they're going to off-road it a lot, and they'll stretch it and make it longer, make it wider and things like that. Well, you take a four-door Jeep Wrangler, one of the newer ones, and I'm not sure what the wheelbase is of those, but I know they're a lot longer. And from what I've seen, they handle a lot better in rocks and in weird, you know, weird positions and stuff. But I've read that the ideal wheelbase for a rock crawler is about 110 inches. So that's where I'm shooting right now. I've got plans to stretch mine further. So we'll see what happens with that. But that's a term that gets thrown around a lot.
And this may seem kind of elementary, but you would be surprised the people that don't know the difference between a wheel and a tire. Your wheel is actually the inner part in which the tire encircles, okay? And then your tire bead is the edge of the tire.
Right. So. And then to add to that, you have a bead lock, which is actually a metal ring that goes around your rim, and it pinches the outer edge of the tire between the rim and the metal ring, and you can run, like, zero air pressure, and your tire will actually stay on the rim.
Right. And if anybody is thinking about running beadlocks and stuff, I know we had done a brief little overview on our previous show. Make sure to do your research, because in some states it's illegal. And obviously you want to check that month to month to make sure you have the right tire pressure. And whenever you do trailing, you always are going to air down. Make sure you fill the air back up before you hit the roadway.
Yeah, that's a good one for sure, because that could be dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm shopping for beadlocks right now. I have a brand picked out and a color. So, but anyway, I'm not going to get into it too much.
Oh, so it's going to be
shout out to Raceline. Shout out to Raceline Wheels, but I'll be going that route shortly. So if anybody has any questions, shoot me a message. I'll try to answer them best I can.
Awesome. I can't wait to see that on Sorrow. Sorrow's going to be looking good.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I've actually wanted V-logs, and I may do that in the future on my new one.
Right.
Just because I love the way it looks, you know, I think it looks aggressive. It looks good. So
I have mock beadlocks on there now, which, you know, look the same. Mm-hmm. It gives you the look. I like my wheels that I have. They're fuel wheels and I like them real well. Of course, they are rock rashed all to pieces. And, you know, they're scratched up and scarred and stuff. But when I go with the bigger tires, I'm going to I need actual real beadlocks. So.
Yeah. And another term you probably hear a lot from me and Vince, we say wheeling, and some people may not really understand what that is. And that's just simply taking your Jeep for an off-road drive. You know, you're going to go off-roading. We call it wheeling.
Right.
So.
One thing that I've ran into personally that a lot of people may not understand is when you are off-roading and you're using a spotter, which is actually somebody that tells you the best lines to take one through an obstacle. They use terminology like driver and passenger, and they're referring to left or right side of your vehicle. Depending on where you're at, I guess you could have a right-handed side vehicle or whatever. But when they're telling you to turn driver or passenger, that's the direction they're talking about turning. They don't want to talk to the person that's driving the vehicle or the passenger. They want to actually have you turn your wheels that direction.
That's funny, but yeah, I mean, I'm not laughing because it's happened. It's just funny to think about, you know, like.
There's a story that goes along with that, that actually happened on one of our off-road adventures, and our spotter was telling an individual to turn passenger. He kept saying passenger, passenger, and the driver looked at the passenger and said, oh, they're wanting to talk to you about something, and we're like, no. We want you to turn to the passenger side, you know, we don't want to talk to that person.
That's funny.
But I don't understand that when we talk about stuff like that, I'm not making fun of people that don't know.
No.
People truly don't know. People truly don't understand. And that's fine. And that's what we're trying to do, is spread a little information so people do understand.
Exactly. No judgments here at all, because we all had to start somewhere, and don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, I know a lot of those forums, which me and you have discussed, Vince, are kind of brutal when somebody may ask something that seems like a simple question to them. Well, guess what? It may not be so simple to somebody else. So everybody has to learn somewhere. So there's no judgment or anything. If there's something you don't know, just ask.
Yeah. Just ask. If I don't know the answer, I'll try to find the answer for you or try to explain it best I can. You know, I don't know everything. I don't claim to know everything, but I'll help you as much as I can.
Yeah. And another term, like, actually it's two terms. Actually, it could be three terms, bogging, mudding, or mud bogging, which we say a lot here in the country. I'm not sure how you say it in West Virginia, but that's simply just going through mud. You're going to go mudding. You know, that's what we say here. Hey, we're going to go mud bogging.
Yeah, well, we don't say mud bogging or mudding, but we may say mudding. We're going mudding.
Oh, mudding.
Yeah, we take that G off the end. It's too much work.
Too much work. What kind of sound more proper?
But at the same time, me personally, I don't get into mud, because mud will ruin a lot of your moving components underneath your Jeep, like your U-joints and things. But some people are into that kind of stuff. I have a buddy that has a big, huge mud truck, and that's all he does is just run through big mud holes. And that's great. That's awesome, you know, but I'm not into that.
I love mud. I'm not going to lie. I love mud. But I'm not like too extreme either. So, you know, right. I know you got to play smart with it.
Well, there's pictures, I think, on my Instagram, and I'll send it. You know, we can post it up if you want, of Sorrow sitting on 35s. I'm probably buried up to my fenders in mud and just, you know, gunning it and spinning it and all that stuff, trying to get out. That was probably the last time I got into mud, but that's been years ago. But I'll send pictures if you want.
Yeah, you do that and we'll put it up on our page.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next term is a huge one. Okay, or I think it is. And a lot of people may not know exactly what it is. The death wobble. And all that is it's an effect of suspension physics, which causes an intense front end vibration due to oscillation of the front axle. And it's, I mean, it can be kind of a really severe thing happen. Don't you agree?
It's scary.
Yeah, it can be scary. Disastrous.
But if you do have that, don't panic. You know, a lot of times, I know for me personally, and Shannon, you may have your own experiences, but the times I've experienced it, I've just taken my foot off the throttle and just let the Jeep kind of slow down, and it stops on its own. You know, and then it'll kind of go away.
And I will say this, it mostly happens to the aftermarket whenever you have like an aftermarket Jeep lift on it, or suspension kit or something like that. You know,
right.
it from the factory. I don't really have a death wobble or anything like that in my JLU, you know, but when you start dealing with lifts, suspension, and if they're not properly installed or, you know, if they're poorly made or something like that, you're more than likely going to experience the death wobble.
Well, that's true. And when I had it, I've had it on two separate occasions. One was the bushings on my track bar was worn out, so I had to replace those. And for those of you who don't know, the track bar is there's a bar that goes between your frame rail. Usually the front will go between the driver's frame rail down to the passenger side of the axle. And it just helps keep your axle centered basically underneath your Jeep. You have one on front and back, unless you drive a CJ, and then leaf springs don't have it, but any coil spring vehicle has those. So I had a wore out bushing on that. The second time I had it was when after I did the stretch. I pushed my front end out too far and threw my suspension geometry out, and I couldn't go over like 20 miles an hour without getting crazy death wobble.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And speaking, it kind of goes hand in hand with it. We mentioned a lift. If those lift is, it's a Jeep that's been lifted with a lift kit, aftermarket lift kit. So
right. I've mentioned before, and I think in this conversation actually, about having a long arm system.
Mm-hmm.
And long arm is referring to your control arms. Your control arms are the bars that go between your axle to your frame. Each axle will have four. You have two uppers and two lowers. From the factory, I know for the TJ, for instance, they're about 12 inches long. But I run a long arm system, which is the same. You have four on each axle, but my control arms are now about 30 inches long. So, and they kind of go more toward the center of the vehicle, which helps with your articulation and your RTI score, I guess, that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good term right there.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of talking about the exterior a little bit. Let's talk about armor. Some people may not know what armor is, and it's to refer to the exterior accessory protections available for Jeep vehicles. That includes bumper, slider, skid plates, fenders, rocker guards, and etc. And Vince's company does amazing. Well, the company that he reps, TNT, they actually have some really great armor, right, Vince?
Yeah, TNT. I can't say enough about TNT's body armor. I love it. I've got it, my Jeep wrapped in it. I put it in the rocks in Utah, and it sounded like it was tearing the side out of it, but it actually just put little scrapes on it. So if you're planning on getting in rocks or getting in any sort of obstacles, definitely look at some body armor for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to add to that, Vince?
No, not really.
All right, guys, and we're going to be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to That Jeep Show. Okay, tonight I have a very special guest joining me. Chris is joining me. Chris, what is going on?
How you doing? You ready for the snow this week?
I am not. I'm over winter already. Hey. Okay, Chris. So can you tell our listeners about the Jeep event coming up in the future?
Yeah, we've got a Jeep event in Springfield, Missouri, October 15th, that supports breast cancer awareness and research. This will be the fifth year that they've done this. I'm part of the Ozark Jeep Club, and last year was the first year I participated in it, and it was a blast. And I do believe we raised about $75,000 during this event, and we had about 450 Jeeps. I would like to see that pass 1,000 Jeeps this year with all the clubs that could actually come out or just individuals that come out. We do a run through Ozark, Missouri, and then go down into the Mark Twain National Forest and do a run through there. And this year we're going to try to do a cruise the night before through Springfield. We're still working on getting that set up and everybody come out there with their rock lights and everything and cruise up and down Kearney Avenue and Glenstone and bring awareness with people around the area.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. So if somebody wanted to find out more information, is there like a Facebook Jeep Club or Instagram?
Well, there's a Facebook page for the benefit. It's Jeepin, J-E-E-P-I-N, for a cure. Now, I noticed the other day when I was looking on Facebook that there's three different groups. Our group has a pink circle around our picture.
Oh, okay.
So that's how to tell us from everybody else. And not only are we doing that event, for anybody that likes to collect the badge of honors, we have a park that has two trails that you can end up getting your badge for peewee and guardrail. And there's other trails out there at S'more with different levels that drivers can do.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, I hope that I will be able to attend this. I'm actually going to try to attend this event if I can get things worked out and stuff. It's a crazy time of year, that time of year. But definitely, guys, if you're listening and you want to check this out, go check out this event. This is an amazing event for an amazing cause, and I guarantee you will have a blast. So make sure to check it out. So, Chris, while I have you here, what type of build do you have?
What kind of, I'm sorry, what was that?
What type of build do you have? What type of Jeep do you have?
Right now, I'm working on one. I bought my 21 Rubicon 3 days after I purchased my house. This is actually my fourth Jeep. My first one was a Patriot. Then I had two Cherokees back to back. And I finally got my Wrangler that I wanted. And I'm slowly working on the build, and because I'm originally from Ohio, it will be an Ohio State themed build.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Well, I'm a Kansas Jayhawk fan, but I'm okay with Ohio State. They play good football.
Yeah. So.
Nice. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us, and I hope you come back again sometime.
Hey, not a problem, and I hope to see everybody out there this year, and we make this one of the biggest events that this benefit has seen.
All right, it sounds good. Okay, guys, make sure you check that out, and we will be right back. And welcome back to That Jeep Show. Okay, so we've discussed some Jeep lingo, and let's take this a step further, Vince. All right, okay. So we got some new Jeepers coming into the community, and they may not be familiar with some things. I think the number one thing every Jeeper should learn is the Jeep Wave.
Definitely. Gotta wave.
Okay, so the Jeep Wave is a gesture that you use to acknowledge the Jeeper you're just about to pass is just as cool as you are.
That's right. We're all pretty cool. You have to admit that.
Definitely.
But it actually goes a little bit deeper than that. During World War II, the Jeep was used as part of the war effort. And when the GIs came back and were able to purchase these vehicles and stuff, and more civilians started driving them and stuff, it kind of became a thing of, you know, hey, you know, kind of like a military, I was in the military, I was there, you were too, hey, how's it going type thing. Kind of the Harley crowd kind of does the same thing, motorcycle crowd, they wave at each other, and that's kind of what the Jeeps do. But it mm-hmm. seems to be only those two, and it connects back to that war effort. So, you know, we have a very patriotic lineage almost to that time period in history. And that's why the wave to me is important. You know, we wave at everybody and I wave at everybody. So wave back.
Yeah, wave back. I like people sometimes don't want to wave back. It's like right. rude.
A lot of people don't understand, you know, and it's fine if you don't. That's cool. I get that. But, mm-hmm. you know, try to learn a little bit. Why are these people keep waving at me? You know what I mean? And learn a little bit about it. You know, that I've seen stuff, and you can look it up online. There are scoring systems. There are rules to the wave. If you are the older Jeep, the newer Jeep is supposed to wave at the older Jeep. And depending on what model year Jeep it is, you get points for it. And there's a two-fingered wave and a full-hand wave. I mean, it's crazy. If you get time to look it up, there's so much involved with that that it blew my mind.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of work.
I just wave because I like people.
Yeah. Well, you know, where I grew up, a little small town here in Kentucky, back when I was younger, that was just the custom you did anyway. You waved at everybody.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know?
But now people look at you like you're crazy.
I think it was because you knew most of the people that was in your small town. That's the way with me anyway, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I knew them or I was related to them in some way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm related to everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it is here, too.
Okay, so you're a new owner. You know about the Jeep Wave. Now, let's face it. You officially have a Jeep addiction. Suddenly, your whole life, your whole universe is going to revolve around your Jeep. Is that not true?
That's true. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
Another thing to add to that I get asked about all the time, and if you are new to the Jeep community, this will happen to you. You're going to come out from somewhere one day, come out from dinner with your family, and there's going to be a rubber duck sitting on your Jeep. That is I don't know why. I can't explain why, but you're going to get a duck, and you're going to get ducked. And some of them have, like, their Instagram name on them. Some of them will just say, nice Jeep. Some of them, you know, mm-hmm. some of them may not say anything at all. But I don't know how many Jeeps I see on the road. You're driving down through there, and their dashboard has, like, 30 ducks lined up on it or something, you know. And it's crazy. It makes me laugh, but just expect to get ducked. That's going to happen.
Definitely expect it. And actually, I got my first duck not long ago. And it wasn't with my CJ or TJ, but it was my JLU. I think we had went in to eat at O'Charlie's or something. And we come out, and I was so excited. There was this pink duck sitting there. And I was like, oh my gosh, Willow got her first duck. It was like a big thing for me.
It's exciting, to be honest. I never thought I'd be excited about a rubber duck as an adult, you know, but I am pretty excited about it. I've been ducked a couple of times.
Oh, that's awesome.
But funny story is that most of the time people put them like on the hood, or on the newer Jeeps, they'll put them like in your door handle. Mm-hmm. I went to a show And I left and, you know, drove down the road and stopped and got gas. Found out somebody put a duck in my seat. And I had drove like 10 miles sitting on this duck and didn't even know it. So if you are going to duck somebody's vehicle, put it on the hood or something. Don't put it in somebody's driver's seat.
Yeah. That can be really awkward, especially. Okay, moving on. And don't worry, your Jeep, it's the very best model to have. So don't worry about all these other Jeeps. Oh, they're all just the black sheep of the Jeep family.
That's right.
Yeah. And another thing you're going to learn about pretty fast is you're going to be learning about the Jeep broke syndrome. That's right. You know, that's just what's going to happen because you're eventually going to want to upgrade things and it's just going to keep going and going and going and you're going to be broke.
That's fact. That is a fact. I've talked to a couple people and one person I'm thinking about it personally, recently I talked to that just bought a Jeep and like just got into the Jeep life basically, you know, and it's blown away by it. And I, to be honest with you, when I talk to people like that, it excites me. It makes me think back to when, you know, when I first got a Jeep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they were talking about their Jeep life. And I said, well, welcome to the Jeep life. And it blew them away that it's just so much, there's just so much involved in it, really, you know. Yeah. And the upgrades are crazy. Anything you can think of, you can upgrade.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like when I was a kid playing with Legos, you know, you could always build something and everything you built was never the same. And that's like with Jeeps. I mean, yeah, they all may be some of them like the same colors or whatever, but they're all different. They're all unique.
Right. And that's what I tell people when they buy them. It's a Lego set for adults is all it is. Everything just bolt on. You can add anything you want. You know, you want different color lights, different color door hinges, different whatever, you can add it, and it's unreal.
Yeah. And this will kind of touch base on what you talked about, like people being excited and kind of like joining the Jeep community. Join a Jeep club. I mean, they can help you with any questions you have about your new Jeep. They often travel in packs. They trail together. I mean, they go out to eat. It can be like a family thing. So it's important to find a good Jeep club. And if you're not sure where one is at, get on the internet. You know, Facebook has a gazillion, I'm sure, of different Jeep clubs around your area or close to you.
That's fact. And join more than one. You know, some of them do more shows than others. Some do more rides than others. Kind of join more than one and find your little niche, because there's something there for everybody, but you just have to look for it.
Yeah. And go to some Jeep events, because that is the best opportunity to hook up with people all over from the United States and to make new connections and new friends. And it's really cool to do. So make sure you check out at least some of the Jeep events.
And again, that goes back to what I said earlier. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because I've met some of my closest friends through just one question that's been asked. And, you know, it's just been that bond and you've kind of just moved on from there. So don't be afraid to ask questions. You never know who you're going to be talking to or, you know, who you're going to meet.
Yeah. And so when you're doing all this traveling and stuff, you know, going to these Jeep clubs and Jeep events, keep in mind Jeep gas mileage. There is no such thing as gas mileage. Okay. Seriously, you didn't buy a Jeep for the gas mileage. You bought it because you're an adventurer.
That's right. Yeah, well, I don't refer to it as miles per gallon, but smiles per gallon, because that's about what you get. That's the way it is.
Exactly.
I mean, you're basically driving a brick. You know, it's a big square brick. It's not going to get you gas mileage, but you're going to have a lot of fun in it. So just enjoy it.
Right. And that gas, it's not going to, you know, fill your life. It's the memories of a lifetime you make in your Jeep.
Exactly. The quote is, why is the windshield so big at the but the rearview mirror is so small. You know, so you always want to look forward in life. Don't keep looking back. And that's kind of what you need to do in a Jeep, is just keep looking forward. Just look for that adventure in life.
That's a very good quote. I really like that. All right, so there you go. We have some tips. We got some Jeep lingo. We got all this stuff. Now let's talk about some other things. Okay, I got an exciting announcement. We officially have that Jeep Show TikTok.
Ta-da.
Da-da-da. Make sure to go follow and check that out. And we didn't get no fan mail this week. Sorry, Vince.
But
I kind of did get some fan mail. So I'm just going to throw this out there a little bit.
Okay.
My co-host, Vince, you all, he has one of the best voices out there. So, Vince, I want to thank you for being a part of the Jeep Show and for having the amazing voice that you have.
Thank you for having me. I'll say that. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun. So that's really all that matters, right? I don't know about the voice part, but I'm definitely having fun.
Oh yeah, definitely. So we got that going, and you guys, we have this contest kind of in the works. We will throw more information out there as it becomes closer, but you want to stay tuned for that. And we're also going to start doing weekly Jeep feature, which Vince, kind of explain about that, what we discussed.
Well, I was thinking that you guys have heard about my build and about Shan's build, and I want to hear about y'all's build. So shoot us a message, send us a picture, tell us about what you've done, you know, what you're planning on doing. Even if it's a brand new Jeep, just kind of, I'm wanting to go to 35s, I'm wanting to do this, I'm wanting to do that. I'm interested in seeing everybody's builds, everybody's Jeeps. I want to see them. So shoot us some messages. Let's talk about them a little bit. We'll talk about them on the air.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'm really excited. I just like talking to people. So I like talking to people about Jeeps, and I don't know, I could talk for days and about it, I guess.
And another thing I wanted to mention, me and Vince have been talking about upcoming Jeep events and stuff like that. And we've had a few clubs and people reach out to us. If you want to come on and tell us about your event or whatever, you're more than welcome to do that. We probably will have a few people on maybe very soon talking about their Jeep event. So if you want to, you can reach us at that jeepshow@aol.com. Reach us at Instagram. We got Facebook. We got TikTok now. And you all, follow Vince. Vince, what is your TikTok?
Constant Sorrow Jeep.
There you go. I know if I said it, I would have messed it up. So,
just so you know, there's no cool dance videos or anything like that on there. So if that's what you're looking for, this is not the place for you.
What? Oh, man. I wanted to see you shake your booty.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Okay. Hey, Vince. So I know you wanted to kind of discuss some major news about somebody you know.
Yeah, actually, I want to give a big shout out to a friend of mine from out west, Dave Wong. He rides for Aralids Racing Team, I guess. And he just took first place at the King of the Hammers for the Holly EFI shootout. Dave is an awesome guy. You guys go check out Aralids Team. And there's a moon buggy in there, which I'm not going to go into what that is, but you'll figure it out. Just look up Dave Wong on Aralids. Check that thing out. It is amazing. I was in Utah with him, and I mean, I was in awe. This guy is nuts.
Well, big congrats to him. That's amazing.
Yeah. Congrats to him, and shout out to Aralids.
Okay. So I think, is there anything else we want to do for our show? What are you listening to this week?
I am on a Beastie Boys kick this week.
Still Beastie Boys. All right. Yeah. Throw out your favorite Beastie Boys song.
Sabotage.
All right. That's an awesome song. You guys stay tuned. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, We're going to be playing some Beastie Boys after the show. If you're listening to us on other platforms, I'm sorry, Spotify only has the right to the music. This week, my go-to tune is actually 90s rap. Did you hear about what the lineup is going to be at the Super Bowl events?
I did. I've been watching.
I think this is the first year I am truly excited for the halftime show.
Probably. I'm not into football. I don't really care a whole lot for, like, organized sports, more or less. But I'm definitely going to watch the Super Bowl and the halftime, mainly for the halftime show, really. Probably I'll probably go to bed after that.
Yeah. That's funny. Oh, speaking of that, so in Kentucky, and I'll have to get the dates out there. This is not Jeep related, so I'm sorry. But back in my day, these two artists were pretty big, Vanilla Ice and Tone Loc. Okay. They were like the coolest back when I was a kid. They're going to be in concert here in Kentucky. So I'm pretty excited about that. I may have to hit that up.
That is pretty exciting. That's pretty awesome.
I haven't heard Tone Loc in a long time, so
yeah, I haven't either. But you know, honestly, back in the day when I was, I don't know, high school or whatever, I wasn't into Jeeps, but I had a big stereo system. I was into big stereos, and Tone Loc was like my go-to because there's a lot of bass in his songs. So yeah, I jammed a lot of that stuff. But yeah, I didn't even know he was still around, to be honest.
Yeah, now he's got to be getting old. I mean, no offense, Tone Loc. I'm not putting you down or nothing like that.
No,
saying, you know, when I was a kid, you were older, so.
Not cutting on Tone Loc at all. He's pretty awesome, but I just hadn't heard anything out of him for a while, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, I love that song, Wild Thing. I used to go roller skate into that song. That was my song.
I didn't do any roller skating. I'm not that coordinated, but I definitely had the big stereo, so that's what I did back then.
Awesome. Okay, well, I guess that's our show for tonight. Is there anything you want to add to it, Vince?
No, just remember to wave. Just wave at people.
Yeah. That's
pretty much it.
That is Vince's advice for the week. Wave.
It aggravates people. People don't wave. It kills me.
That is his pet peeve.
It is.
Okay, my shout-outs tonight is going to be Fishbone Off-Road, Control Agency, Rust Busters. And also, I need to mention something awesome just for our listeners. Special shout-out to Dragoon Unlimited. Make sure to check them out. It is a vet-owned business. Check out their Patriot directory. It's on dragoonunlimited.com. Go to resources. You'll find the directory. It's a great source to find all kinds of patriotic companies. Check that out. And there's a special code that they have produced for the listeners of our show where you can save a little bit. And this code will have to be submitted through Amazon. I'll put all that on our Instagram or Facebook and kind of get that out there if you guys want that code. So,
or put it on our TikTok. We need followers on TikTok.
Yes, yes. And look forward to the future of TikTok. Me and Vince is probably going to start doing some lives, and we may just go all out and do a live podcast. So,
yeah, this could get really interesting.
Yeah, if y'all want to see or hear our bloopers, yeah, this is gonna get great. So stay tuned for that. And I want to mention also, if you're into customized parts and stuff, check out Christian Ramirez Designs. Vince, shout outs.
TNT Customs, as always, go check them out for all of your off-road needs. They don't just have Jeep parts. They have stuff for trucks and everything. Use code 112 and save yourself 10%. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Race on Wheels and to my buddies over at Aerolids. Go check them out. They make some awesome products. If you got light bars and you want some sort of cover for them, those guys have it figured out. They can put your face on a light bar cover. It's pretty awesome. So go check them out at Aerolids.com.
That would be so cool.
I don't know if that would be cool or not. They can do it. They can do anything.
Wow, that's really neat.
Also, I want to also shout out to my boys at Crawl America. You know, those guys at, I don't know, those guys are some amazing guys, and the work that they do really means a lot for veterans and stuff like that. And I want to say before we sign off for tonight, anybody out there that needs help with anything, don't hesitate to ask for help. Don't, you know, feel free to contact me or Shannon or just through the Jeep Show page. Reach out. Let's talk. Let's work through issues, whatever problems they are. Like I said before, I may not have the answer, but I'll try to figure it out, and I'm here to listen.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. And I forgot to mention Heathen Army Fitness. You know, follow them, check out their YouTube channel, and Legendary 1941, another great page, which Chase runs half of Heathen Army Fitness with Cam. So those guys are, you know, if you reached out to them and needed something, they'd be there. They're awesome guys. So check out those pages as well. And like Vince said, and if you don't feel comfortable reaching out to us on Instagram or whatever, you can always send us an email, and everything stays fully confidential. And that is at that Jeep Show at AOL.com or at that Jeep Show at Yahoo.com. So either one. All right, guys. Well, that's our show for tonight, and stay tuned for some Beastie Boys and some Tone Loc. What are we going to do, Vince?
We're going to keep it Jeep.